She's one of a new wave of female independents targeting seats held by Australia's ruling coalition party. Frustrated by the two-party stalemate on climate change, the journalist-turned-politician says people voting in the election this weekend want policies backed by science and immediate action.
I think the reason that many of the independents are focused on climate is because that's what the Australian people want. They want faster, better, more focused economic action on climate policy, and they haven't got it.
Australia is one of the highest emitters of greenhouse gases in the world per capita and is the second largest exporter of coal. It's also one of the nations most at risk from climate change. A scientific study warns Australia will become uninsurable by the end of this decade unless emissions are drastically reduced. Flooding was the most common risk, followed by bushfires.
Climate change is already hitting many Australian communities very hard. And one area we find this is it's becoming harder for people to insure their homes. Some recent research we did showed that by 2030, 1 in 25 Australian properties could be effectively uninsurable.
Higher than average temperatures have again caused severe bleaching in parts of the Great Barrier Reef. Next month, UNESCO will assess whether the Australian government has done enough to address threats to the coral, with the World Heritage Committee considering listing it as in danger.
Now, the Great Barrier Reef has just experienced its sixth mass bleaching event due to marine heat that have been exacerbated by climate change. And it's disappointing because the current administration is not taking this seriously.
The government and the opposition have committed to a zero net emission target by 2050. Both major parties continue to support fossil fuels, with more than 100 new coal and gas projects on the government's official register. Climate scientists say their policies fall short of what's needed to limit warming to below 2 degrees. The largest voter survey in Australia found that at least one third of people consider climate change as the most important issue in this election and want action to reduce emissions by 2030. But some coal towns lie in swing constituencies, and it's those electorates that are key to winning this election. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Sydney, Australia.